Once upon a time, on a busy corner in a busy town, a little black-eyed monkey named Bunky danced to the tune of a hand organ. Every day on the busy corner, Bunky watched people hurrying by. Hurrying by, streetcars jangling and taxis honking. The more he saw of it, the more he wondered where everybody was going and what the rest of the world looked like. Finally, he wondered so much that he made up these words about it. I want to see the great big world. I doodly doody do.
Here's an impromptu poem for you, written while I'm feeling blue, 8:30 and still awake, don't know when I'll get through. Yowzer, yowzer, Phineas Fogg bets his riches on a daring feat around the world in 80 days. 80 million for Mike Todd. His nose is like a bowling ball, his brain a duck in space. A dozen movies open daily, Edna wins the corn chef's race. Mae West claims it ain't no sin. Sardine cans are made of tin. Graham crackers, cracked ice, and gin. Band-aids getting kinda thin. The bubblegum unplugs the window. All the screws fall. Cake, floor. A vacuum swallows half the hallway. The neighbor's cat caught in the door.
Operation Saturation, wherever there's a spot. An onion costs you $30.
Gentlemen, I'm hot. Here I go. Let's roll some pork. I'm feeling lucky and unconcerned. Start the champagne. Let's hear some cork. Come on. I've got the money. Let's get burned.
The trailer parks on my spectacles. The trailer parks on my suspenders. The trailer scrapes by my Chevy. The trailer scratches up my fenders.
Support the trailer to nowhere.
I am a dream, and I proclaim
that if your undergarments chafe, you have no privilege to complain.
Some neighbors leave, their porch lights on, while at the corn checks race. Phineas takes the jacks out and hides the queen and ace. We're running out of hot air.
We're running out of ice.
We're running out of trailers.
Phineas can't be nice.
I don't know. So when the radio is on the blink, and that splendid migraine on the brink, and you can't have time to stop to think, or to your knees your fears will sink, and pools of sorrow like loaded dice will not make Phineas act nice. And there's not a jukebox to be found that plays the upbeat Funky Town.
The chicken hanging out to dry, a letter opener in its eye, the washing machine begins to fry, a voice unheard sells no goodbye.
The stamps are underneath the couch, the robots have all moved south, and helicopters captured Sam while caterpillars ate his hands.
We break a lot of Pyrex ware in the kitchen, in our underwear. Sometimes Julie will go bare, but only if she combs her hair. And the mailman met the walrus 1,000,000 years ago. They changed tires in a rainstorm with apples painted in day glow.
So the pools of sorrow are dusted off by 10 years of death spot. But this time, Agent 86's Adona's ready to transplant a heart with a section made of monkey twine and a peel of elk bamboo. Twilight nakedness, day of sunshine wine. Love cuts away the clue to a perfect male love affair. Alexander Kumquat Beach.
Ashore hunters prowl the coastline, and the 5 fire pokers teach a tune of monkey sunshine wine.
And the trailer park in heaven bays the tune to hear the twang of Eric Cotterin's fingers against the breasts of Old Lang Syne.
To be the light, to be the moth, is the color book life. The crayons, merely bit players, paid scale to toss up spice. And the hotels turn to beaneries, and all the screws fall to to the left, and Madeline suspects Fatty, but Fatty suspects Jeff, and Jeff is eating Jell-O and confesses to the theft of Alexander Kumquat Egg White to pay off a gambling debt, and A.A. Milne does laundry, so the washing machine will fry. I pretend to watch another Get Smart rerun pass me by, and the thread through life and consciousness goes hand in hand with me. I want all glowing Ritz crackers to wait with eyes to see the coming thread, the haunting theft of kumquat juice and me. The soon-to-be Bridget Bardot Memorial Beanery and all the screws and all the trailers are recalled by the authorities. The thought of melted butter puts his boss and him at ease. So the intercom will rattle and the autumn marches on. Technology and Taiwanese are not quite yet half gone. And Mr. Fogg is pretty steamed about this impromptu poem. The ink is not his favorite brand. It's too close to home.
Getting my car fixed next week. All I need is a new transmission. But the cupboard shop has laid me bare. I mean, laid me off. Ah, Chip, quit riding me, I tell you. No, I don't want to live out where the earthquakes might kill me. I mean, spill me into the sea. Even though you've got great TV, California's not the place for me. Oh, I want to live in Arizona, in the valley isolated to the main. I'll smoke dope and go on down to roads of Moscow, try to order Mitsubishi, what's his name? Play my guitar when my ma is at the swap meet. Tell the chihuahuas to shut their fucking yaps. Be quiet, damn it! Turn the amp up as far as it will go and play the first real good but still think I sound like crap. Well, I've seen this outer limits many times before. And Stephen Bryan went to Seven Falls, ho-hum. So I think I'll dress up like a woman and see if I can suck on my own balls. Oh, I'm scarlet and I live in Arizona, and I don't want to come to California anymore. So fuck off, Chip, I think Pasadena's nasty, and I hope your pure cat shits on your floor. Oh, I wanna be a woman, and I wanna wear high heels, and I wanna use a tampon, and I wanna laugh and squeal, and I wanna poke my nipples through a tight t-shirt, and I wanna wear pierced earrings, and stockings and a skirt, and I wanna kiss Bill Nelson and change my name to Sue
Moody. That sounds nice, doesn't it? I am getting my car fixed next week. Really?
And see Joe Evans naked and sleep with you know who. Oh, I wanna be a woman and still jam on my guitar and have the right to live in Tucson and try to fix my car.
I'm gonna get the car fixed. Gonna get it fixed. Gonna get the car fixed. I am really alive.
The use of pesticides, the use of chemicals in general. So what you do? What we are doing, and we have done, is the country has put in place a very comprehensive set of laws and regulations that are following to cope with that problem. But we're in the very early stages of implementing it, and people are frightened. We're not moving as fast as they'd like. There's enormous scientific uncertainty as to exactly what the nature of the hazard is associated with these substances. And we're just like we were, I think, 10 years ago.
I am the king. I am more than a musical star. I am the king.
dun, dun.
I am the king.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun. I am the king of the modern guitar. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, you won't hear me. Dun, 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 I paint your walls. Dun, dun, sounds of Eskimos in overalls. Music bells, the fruits of soul. Slight resemblance to rock and roll. Well, I got to make it. I am the king. I am more than a musical star. I am the king. I am the king. I am the king.
Ding 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 ding.
I am the king of the modern guitar.
I've got to make it. I've come this far.
I've come this far.
I'll trade my toaster.
I'll trade my toaster.
Ding 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 ding.
For a brand new car.
Ding 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 ding.
Or for what, Jay?
Ding 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 ding.
Brings down the aisle.
Ding ding ding. Ding 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 ding.
That certain gesture.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah, right.
Ding 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 ding.
That sickly smile.
Ding ding ding. Ding 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 ding.
My TV's groaning.
Ding 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 ding.
But all the while.
Ding 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 ding.
I am the king.
Ding ding ding.
Ding 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 ding.
All sing Sig Heil.
Sig Heil. Sig Heil.
Ding ding.
Sig Heil.
I am the king.
I am the king.
Ding 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 ding.
I am the king.
Ding 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 ding.
I am the king of the modern guitar.
Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding.
So clean your ashtrays. Toss those cigars.
Let little Doris sing 80 bars
up Old Mad River, and maybe then the king will enter and stroke his chin. I am the king.
I want to know exactly what you're doing.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
I saw your mailman.
Ding 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 ding.
No gasoline.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding.
My little Doris.
Little Doris.
He burned her clean.
He burned her clean.
Ding 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 ding.
Then took her brownies.
Ding ding ding
brownies.
Ding 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 ding.
All 17.
There were 17. 17.
Have you got lunch?
Have you got lunch meat?
Have you got
green?
Have you got garlic?
Ding 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 ding.
Washing machine.
Ding 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 ding.
Your brother's Brian. Your daddy's John. I saw your mother with nothing on. She stole my wig, my trampoline, six jars of car wax. But I'm still the king.
I am the king.
He is the king.
Ding 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 ding.
I am the king.
Dun 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 dun.
And I'm swinging his groove by far.
Dun 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 dun.
I am the king.
Dun dun dun.
I am the king.
Dun 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 dun.
I am the king of the modern guitar.
Dun 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 dun.
Clang 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 clang
clang clang.
King of the modern guitar thing.
Guitar thing.
Twang,
twang, twang, twang. Twang,
twang,
twang.
Twang,
twang,
twang.
Twang, twang, twang.
Twang,
twang, twang. Twang,
twang, twang.
Twang,
twang, twang.
King of the modern
electronic funk.
Electronic,
electronic, electronic.
Let's all go out and get something to eat.
Dead seed, blind man's greed, point starving children bleed.
Now a song about Scott and his mom.
Mom, oh mom, mom, boom, boom, oh mom, 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 boom, boom, oh mom, 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 boom, boom, oh mom, mom, mom. Boom, 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 my mom, ooh, my mom, boom, boom, my mom, ooh, my mom, boom, boom, my mom, ooh, my mom, boom, boom, my mom, ooh, my mom. I like mom and she likes me. My mom, oh, my mom, she got lots of deep beauty. My mom, oh, my mom, she don't want no nasty weasel to come out and bite me on the leg.
And I think that's pretty nice. Boom, 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 mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, boom, boom, mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. Mom eats food, she cooks it first. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. Spam on toast, sometimes knockwurst. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. I like mom and she likes me. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. She got lots of deep beauty. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. She don't mind if I throw up. She was sad when I growed up. But mom, you'll always be the same to me.
Same to me.
Mom, 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 oh, mom, mom, bum, bum, mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, bum, bum, mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, bum, bum, mom, mom, oh, mom, mom. Mom is smart, her house is clean. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, she don't paint her toenails green. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, she drinks Pepsi and has a phone. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, owns some dogs, wants HBO. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, she gets splinters in her thumb. Mom, mom, oh, mom, mom, I would never call her dumb. My mom, oh my mom, when she gets mad, she gets mean. My mom, oh my mom, just like a regular human being. My mom, oh my mom, she thinks my mug is real handsome. My mom, oh my mom, I guess she also has trouble seeing. My mom, oh my mom, full of pride for my old mom. My mom, oh my mom, find some rocks and buy her some.
Gonna get her rocks now, buy her some rocks.
Maybe a spatula or two.
Maybe a spatula or two.
My mom, fight those nasty weasels off.
Fight those nasty weasels off.
And they come fighting their way through her kitchen door.
Fight those weasels.
Boom, 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 my mom, oh dear mom. My mom, oh sweet mom. My mom, yeah mom. My mom, oh my mom. My mom, oh my mom,
mom, mom, mom,
my mom, oh my mom,
mom, mom,
my mom, oh my mom.
If I could get to see my mother, I would hug her.
Oh my mom, my mom, oh my mom, I would hug her and say,
I would hug her
and say, I would hug her and say, hey mom.
Do you remember that time you took us to Dairy Queen and then we got lost at Sears, I think it was, and they had to page you over the loudspeaker? Well, I was just asking because I wanted to know if you were still ticked off about it. Well, are you?
Oh mom, 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 oh mom, 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 oh mom, mom, oh mom.
The song concludes with the sound of several full-grown male weasels dashing and chewing their way through a cheap aluminum screen door, probably purchased in Sears.
Whatever happened to the man from Glad? He's gone from the screen and it makes me sad. I used to watch him sparkle in his pure white suit and into ladies' kitchens and sell them the truth. And Mr. Clean would be there with his tail and mop and turn the channel and I'd see snap, crackle, and pop. And when Madison Avenue began to get our gall, Speedy Alka-Seltzer would relieve us all. Come on, come on, come on, let's go to the land of video. La 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 video. In the land of video. Josephine, the farmer, and Mrs. O are in the land of video. Whatever happened to the man from Glad? He's gone and he's left us holding the bag. I hear that Aunt Jemima is completely through, and they say that Uncle Ben may be leaving us too. And the Jolly Green Giant isn't laughing anymore. His valley's now a parking lot for a grocery store. They tell me the Ajax Nye thinks it's really quite a shame that the Marlboro country will never be the same. Come on, come on, come on, let's go to the land of the D.O. Smokey the Bear, yes, Mrs. O, are in the land of the D.O. La 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 the D.O. in the land of the D.O. The Pillsbury Doughboy is a bit of a crumb, and kids along the scene don't want to take a tip from Tom. And Annie and Ovaltine, and even Mrs. O, it's mountain grown, the richest kind. Have joy, and dear Mr. Peanut, and it's sad to see them go. I guess I'll miss the S.O. Tiger and the Frito Bandito, but most of all, the man from Glad in the land of video.
Well, the sky grew damp.
Hi there. I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a friend of mine whose name was Scott. That's right, Scott. Isn't that a nice name? Yeah. And this story concerns a certain record that he went downtown to purchase. A certain record that my friend Scott had to buy. And I think you know this story, but I think it's good for you every once in a while to be reminded of and to hear this story once again, and so that is why I'm going to tell you the story about my friend Scott and that record that I mentioned to you before. Here it is now. The story of Scott and his record.
Reaching down, bought himself a record. Then he went home, home to play the record. Put the record on, listen to the record. Said to himself, yet I think I like this record. Play it once again, play the brand new record. Burst into a grin, said, yeah, I like this record. I like it.
Scott went down, bought himself a record. Then he went home, home to play the record. Put the record on, listen to the record. Said to himself, I think I like this record. Played it once again, played the brand new record. Burst into a grin, said, yeah, I like this record. Went to his friend's house, brought along the record. Said, listen here, friend, I brought along this record. And he got excited, thought you ought to hear this record. So Scott and his friends went in to play the record. And Scott told his friend, no, you're gonna like this record. And by golly, he was right, cause the friend liked the record. And the friend said to Scott, hey, you're right, I like this record. And the friend said to Scott, say, you wanna lend this record? And they played it once again, and they listened to the record, and they were both convinced it was a mighty fine record. And the friend said, Scott, hey, you gotta lend this record. It's some jamming fine listening, so I gotta borrow your record. But Scott said, no, you cannot borrow a record. And he left his friend's house, left with the record, and he went on home, alone with his record, and he went on home, home to play his record. Cause Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record. Yes, Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record. Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record. Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record. Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record.
Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record. Scott really thought that he ought to hear his record.
And so he went on home and he listened to his record. And his friend was forced, because he wished to hear the record, to go downtown and buy himself the record. And that is the story of Scott and his record.
Yeah.
And you can keep on calling at the end of this program.
California, you did not take your cat to the vet.
I want to see the great big world. I doodly doody do.
Who cares if there's no cheese for Mona? Who cares if there's no juice for Kit? Oh, the grown-ups are unhappy. Their kids are turning out to hip. Take it, Bob.
Thank you.
When his daughter starts to look too good to him in her tight jeans, Daddy takes a cold, cold shower, wishes she weren't in her teens. Mom, she walks in on her eldest, catches him with his pants down, tries to dismiss him to really, finally takes him into town. So what if there's no cheese for Mona? And what if there's no juice for Kip? Just toss some Clorox into their eyeballs and watch them yell and dance and skip.
Yee! Testing, 1, 2, 3, shit, testing.
And I went to California, you did not make me use the same glass. And I went to California cause I wanted to get fucked in the ass.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
This is a love song.
Don't get excited, that's all right. It's all right.
This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening. This is a love song. This is what's happening.
That sounded all right.
But I messed up at the very beginning.
You just went...
Wandering in the night, I put forth my query in. She said that she would have bled for me, but for that she wasn't on to a period. Then I decided to go out and hide. I wanted to know what I should do. She said that if I jumped in front of a bus, that seemed to sound pretty good to me. I was hurt, needed to stay. Drank all that night, threw up the next day, and asked her to do the next classes. We had some
I'm riddled with lies, of unbelievable size, and he will only dance when he is by himself.
makes me quite malicious and a bit suspicious. She is so delicious. Let me emphasize. I like my kind of surprise. I can't surprise. But then I went to Paris. Yes, he went to Paris. I'm a mite in Paris, cause I couldn't care less. But I can't surprise. Who wouldn't think I'm coming? So she stayed behind. And now I've changed my mind. She can dance all the time. Between the thighs. Between the thighs. Of my Paris. Of my Paris.
I want to go home from the great big world. I doodly doodly do.
My car. do you suffer from lack of size in the personal region of your body? Well, there's a way to stop that nightly embarrassment by extending your organs to a permanent place. That
movement, but not life. Movement, but not life.
Not life.
Movement, but not life.
Not life.
Enter your secret code and press the enter key when the display tells you. Display tells you.
Stop him!
Almost ghost-like.
It has to accept such a
hand.
Get you a martini.
Her titties get cold and she's frying her hairspray in Wesson. When she picks through her nose, if her sores are all closed, there's a wart she can busy herself with. There's a wino named Saul, and he wants to be short, cuts his feet off a foot and 2 inches.
Sound with the light pink sound,
little guitar green, and the lyrics are brown. I know where he lives. Oh, I know where Scott Moody lives. There's a utopian, and it's not too far, and a dusty road on which he crashes his car. He don't leave his bed without a good cause, like a German shepherd who eats chihuahuas. I know where he lives. Oh, I know where Scott Moody lives. Seems so long ago, we would sit in his room, do a couple of bongs, try to laugh through the gloom. He would feed me beans, and we'd both grow old. Then he'd give me some water from his toilet bowl. I know where he lives. Oh, 'cause I know where Scott Moody lives.
And he's so cool with his haircut and his t-shirts. And he's even got a new pair of shoes.
He'll always be in the house where he lives. 'Cause he never leaves. Sort of vegetates. He won't look for work. Won't go out on dates. If it starts to rain and he can't get home, an extension cord from the telephone will pull him across so that he can go back to his room, to his stereo. And I know where he lives. I know where Scott Moody lives. Ooh, I know where Scott Moody lives.
Shut up!
Lasting all night, all night, all night, all night. My name is Scott, Scott Owen Moody, and I am so gear and groovy. I like 60s music, TV shows, books, magazines, hippies, and movies. Oh, I stay up late, I play my guitar, I masturbate, pretend I'm a rock star. I record over all those stupid cassette tapes Jim Crawford sends me. Oh, rock me gearly, rock me queerly. Take it easy, please be rough. You know I have never been quite this gear before. Ain't it gear? Ain't it butt sniff? Point it here. I'll give it a big whiff. A funky groovy Scott Moody celebration. Yeah! I watch Hitchcock. I think he's gear. And Conrad Veidt. I think he's dear. Acid, LSD, Big Valley, Zappa, Paisley generation.
me gilly, take it easy, rock me queerly, please be rough. You know I've never been quite this gear before. Baby, baby, oh, hey, what are those ladies singing? Those aren't the right words. Hey, I'm not Andy Kim, you dig? I'm Scott Moody. Hey, wait a second.
Leather onions, do do do. 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 Leather onions, do do do.
Is your lifestyle extreme? Do you live in a dream? Do your looks seem to come from the books? Do you follow Dow Jones and inject silicone? Do you fill your home with butlers, maids, and cooks? Are you afraid of Liz and Dick, Nick and Pat, or Patty Hearst? Are you in your bed by 10, but up by 6? Are you into indoor plants, golf or pong, and modern dance? Is it death or is it oral sex?
Leather onions, do do do. Leather onions, do do do. Leather onions, do do do. Leather onions, do do do.
Do you wish for big tits? Is your lifestyle the pits? Does your bank account build overnight? Do you buy all your clothes from the Hollywood stores? The Jell-O instant pudding set things right. Is your analyst cool? Do you have a big pool? Cocktail party, smoke alarms, and handy wipes? Are you into fancy wines? Owning castles on the Rhine? Do you try to stay away from certain types?
Leather onions, do do do.
Leather onions, do do do. Leather onions, do do do. Leather onions, do do do. Do you yearn for what life brings, or material things like Mr. Hobby, jogging shorts, and caviar? Extramarital things and designer blue jeans, or just racing wasting gas inside your car? Are you into mental streams, DST or facial creams? Do you see a marriage counselor every week? Paneling in breakfast nooks, Woman's Day, the Jordache look, certain covers to enhance highlights in your cheeks. leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo. Are you into walking roots, wearing rusk and leisure suits, social drinking, party games, and having fun? Water picks and turtlenecks, diving ashore, the joy of sex, culture, yogurt, diaphragms, and pigeon buns.
Leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo, leather onions, doo doo doo.
Do you feed on what they'll tell? Farrah, Eric, and Vidal, Mikhail, Robert, Barbara, Dolly, John, and Bert. Do you applaud Olivier? Glad that Brando gets his way. Night is he Travolta with no shirt.
Leather onions, doo doo doo, 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 leather onions, doo doo doo.
Do you get hex paying bills? Swallow harmful diet pills? Does your king size water bed vibrate? Do you think your income tax? Losing money at the track? PPE indoor cooling racial aid? Cuddling Rickle first class flight, setting mass and family night? Marble lights, Jackson Brown, granola bread? Hot tubs, expensive mink? Did you ever stop to think that you might be better off if you were dead?
Medic is a toothless fool, the bison sips slow gin, Bacardi, mozzarella, and the divers jump right in. They go splashing out of sight, and to avoid an awkward glance, I shade my eyes and say to her, they mustn't touch my pants. Please don't touch my pants. Toast the sting of ocean spray and hail the morning grass. We talk of mozzarella until the night has come to pass. As the python starts to stir, she coerces me to dance. And when her ear is close to mine, I whisper, not my pants. You mustn't touch my pants. A year has passed since last we met in Oakland that cold night. We loved like no one ever had and finally got it right. The bison turned the TV on, a mozzarella chance. But still I told her firmly, never touch my pants. You'll never touch my pants. I often think of noodles, and when I do I cry. They remind me of her pouting lips, you know I often wonder why. Perhaps the mozzarella was sent to me from France by the girl who tried her hardest to simply touch my pants. I mean really touch my pants. But her memory is fading just like that medic's smile, and to get a picture of her face now takes me a little while. I recall the way she strangled when we ended our romance. She sobbed like mozzarella, but I would not give my pants. In all the times we loved, our feelings were enhanced. But as close as she could get to me, she could never touch my pants. No, she did not touch my pants. Thank you.
Hold on to your headphones, radio listeners, because it's time once again for an all-new action-packed adventure with your favorite astronaut, Crush Gordon, Space Explorer! Yes, Galactites, travel once again the limitless void with Rush, his ever-faithful companion Babs, and his scientifically knowledgeable compatriot Dr. Hot and Cold, the intelligent thermos, as they search the universe endlessly for a hot bath and a decent place to eat. This week we begin a brand new serial entitled Rush and the Attack of the Vacuum Cleaner Salesman. Chapter 1, Rush dangles his participle. As we tune in, Rush and the good doctor are playing a fairly competitive hand of a strip mahjong when suddenly... You cheated, Dr. Hot and Cold!
Why, Rush, I most certainly did not.
You did too, Doctor. I plainly saw you conceal several important cards up your sleeve. What do you take me for, a fool?
Of course, Rush, but that's not the point. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Trying to sidestep the issue, eh?
No, Rush, I only wanted to...
Wait, Doctor, look at that monitor, quick!
Oh, my!
Hmm.
Well, that was interesting.
Yes, now where were we?
When?
Why, a few minutes ago.
In the spaceship, I believe. Wait a minute, Oh, you mean a few minutes ago. Yes, we were in the spaceship.
Good. Precisely where I want us to be. Doctor, take the controls.
But why, Rush?
Why, Rush? We're in a hurry, and we can't leave them here. That's expensive machinery.
You mean we're leaving?
Yes, I believe it best we...
Rush! Rush! Come quickly!
But, Babs, you always complain when I do that. Sorry, Doctor.
It's quite all right. No, Rash, come here quickly. No, Rash. No, Rush, come here quickly. There's a kidnapping.
Good Lord, no! Not a kidnapping. For heaven's sakes, Babs, wake him up.
No, Rash. I just heard it on the atomic-powered telewire. One of the Vegematics has apparently vanished mysteriously.
Oh, calm down, Babs. I know where it is. Look on the top shelf in the corner kitchen cupboard.
No, Doctor. I'm talking about the rock and roll group, the Vegematics. Their lead singer, S. Mutius, disappeared seconds after touching down at the Jupiter landing port for their premiere concert at the Io Palladium tonight.
Gasp! We have tickets to that gig.
Oh, that's right, Rush, and that's why I knew you'd be concerned.
Yes, and they're playing with that red-hot band from Venus, the Ultraviolet Zippers, too. Darn. Oh, well. Your turn, Doctor.
Rush, you don't understand. I think it's up to you to do something.
Are you sure, Babs? I could have sworn it was the Doctor's turn.
Oh, no, Rush. The seagull over here is mine. The turn is yours.
Yes, that's right. Here, birdie.
No, Rush. I mean, hadn't you better do something about the kidnapping?
You know, Babs, you are absolutely right. Wake him up this instant. I insist.
But, Rush! Oh, all right. Here, wake up.
How'd you sleep, Sonny?
In a horizontal position with my eyes closed.
Very good. A few more lessons and you'll have this sleeping thing down pat.
My name's not Pat.
Listen, Pat, do you know anything about the strange disappearance of the Vegematics lead singer?
You mean Asmodeus?
Oh, that's right!
The one who vanished today at the Jupiter landing port?
That's right!
Right before their important musical engagement at the Io Palladium tonight?
That's right!
No, not a thing.
Then go back to sleep.
Rush, I just thought of something. Aren't the Vegematics the one who recorded that song of Dirty Little Fingernails?
No.
Oh.
Tune in again with us next week, Galactites, for another exciting chapter as we hear Rush say...
No, I think it was done by Uranus and the sunspots. Wait a minute! I'll be damned if the Vegematics didn't record Dirty Little Fingernails. Doctor, I think you're on something. I mean, on to something. Quick, to the post office!
Rush Gordon, Space Explorer!
My mind, it slips to bitter taste of gin and tonic mixed in haste.
to drown the sorrow and the gloom of smells that linger in this room. I should be glad with what I've got, and when you've left, still smiling. Depressed, I stare into my glass. The time we share just goes too fast. You start to think of bright green eyes, the laughs, the thoughts, content and sighs, the times agreed could not be taught, till only five had never stopped. My mind drifts back to quiet calm, the trickle dripping through my palm, the crackling ice, the shift in place of harsh, tough bruise, but still your face zooms through my head as if to mock the loss of action, lack of talk. I watch the shadows cross my wall, but are they really there though? And then it hits me hard as I finish off the drink. My stomach sinks, my head begins to swim. When you're here, I'm full to the bottom of the glass. And when you're gone, I'm empty to the brim. Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to apologize for all the joking and ribbing and really harsh insulting that I delivered unto you throughout this tape. It was all meant in fun, meant to shock, meant to disturb, and I'm sure it did that, but you gotta know, hey, he loves you, baby. I do. And I wouldn't hurt you for the world.
I gotta apologize, though. That was pretty mean to him on that tape. I gotta say I'm sorry or something. He's gonna just fuck the crew out. Oh, shit. We can edit this one.